I found that if you just stay down with your legs, which means that however bent your legs were at the start of the swing is how bent your legs are at the end of the swing, I think that's how you hit a good two-handed backhand drive. You don't just pull up your body while you hit it, and you also don't, you know, I say to people, okay, bend your knees on the two-handed backhand drive, and then they bend their knees, but then while they're making contact, then they start to pull up and pull up. That's not the way to do it either. You want to be as bent during contact as you were at the start, because if you just bend your knees and then pull up right before you made contact, it's kind of like doing a squat for no reason. It doesn't actually help you or do anything for you. So I found that if you stay down the entire time, that's how you do it. Okay, guys, thank you for watching another episode of my show. I'm here. This is not a fake background. I'm actually in the backyard of my parents' house. I was recording my last episode in the house, and then they kicked me out. They said, James, shut up. We have other things to do. We don't want to hear you talk about drops. And I get it. So now I'm here in the back. Nice weather out. And we're in South Florida. It's definitely one of the best places to be this time of year, I would say. We're just going to talk about pickleball, so we're going to get into it. This is going to be about backhands, because people want to know about backhands. My backhand's my favorite shot, and probably my best shot. So first thing is backhand speed-ups. I would say that one thing to know about backhand speed-ups is they're a lot different than backhand drives. And I think that with a backhand speed up, it's a lot more wristy. So I found that when I hit the best backhand speed ups, I'm actually using a lot of wrist, because I think that the more wrist that you use on a speed up, the tougher it is to read, the tougher it is to tell where it's going. I think a bigger swing can be easier, you know, for players to tell where it is going, because it's kind of easier to track the motion of it. But if you use more wrist, I think you can catch more people by surprise, because that point of contact is a little bit quicker. You know, it's less of a flowy motion that you can read. And that doesn't mean that you can't have a great backhand speed up if it is a big, you know, arm motion. I've just found, I think the most deceptive backhand speed ups are a little wristier. Same with backhand flicks. I think that's why a backhand flick, and I think almost anybody would agree with this, at the highest level, at least, that a backhand flick is tougher to read than a backhand roll. I think that's why the best backhand out of the air attacks, probably J.W. Johnson's, is the best. Is a backhand flick. It's tougher to read where it's going because it's so fast. It's not a big roll, flowy motion. It's just a fast backhand flick. So the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is some cross training that's helped me a lot to get better at the backhand flick. Actually throwing a frisbee. So if you think about it, throwing a frisbee hard is very, very similar in motion to how you would hit a backhand flick. It helped me a ton. I know it sounds silly, but I actually would warm up by throwing a frisbee to get that kinetic chain and that motion down and see how it feels before I would work on my backhand flick. And it got way better. I used to have no backhand flick. People don't remember this. Now I've got a good one, right? So that's a big deal. Working on the frisbee, you don't actually have to. You can just kind of throw stuff this way, because that's how it should feel. It should feel like a throw. It's not a roll like this. It doesn't come from the shoulder. It comes from the wrist and a little bit of elbow, I would say. So yeah, that's that on the backhand flick. Another thing that I think is super important when you hit the backhand flick is to reach out almost as far in front of you as you can. So with the backhand roll, you are going to be contacting the ball with more of a bent arm. So you're contacting a little bit closer to your body. And this is one of the big advantages of the backhand flick, is that you can take more balls out of the air. You can attack more balls because you're contacting it all the way out here. You're reaching all the way in. Since you're reaching all the way in, you can attack more balls because you're meeting the ball closer to its apex, right? So with a backhand roll, you have to sort of wait for it to come to you. With a backhand flick, you can go get it and then just flick it near full extension. So one thing to note is I reach so far in front of me on my backhand flick that oftentimes I'm making contact with the ball at practically full extension of my arm. I'm near a full straight arm. And I'm a little bit of a special case. I think, for example, JW is close to a straight arm. There are certain players who are very close to the straight arm, but everybody is almost either straight arm or close to it, full extension. And that's how you hit the backhand flick. And that's why it's so effective, because you can reach all the way in. So keep that in mind. If you're trying to hit your backhand flick, you know, 2 feet or less than a 2 feet from your body, you're doing something wrong. You're kind of hitting it in between a backhand roll and a backhand flick, which is not what you should be doing on the shot. It is a backhand flick, which means you're reaching all the way in. You're not rolling it. You're also not finishing above your head. So a backhand roll, you will finish like this, right? Backhand roll, finish up above your head. That's because you're rolling it from low to high more. And there are advantages to the backhand roll. I think it's easier to control, and it's also easier to control the pace. You can slow it down more easily because you're not just flicking at it. But I think a backhand flick at its best has a higher ceiling of how effective it can be than a backhand roll at its best, because I think you can hit a backhand flick harder, and I know that you can reach in and attack more balls with a backhand flick than you can with a backhand roll. So backhand flicks, you finish here. I found that I'm actually finishing like this. Hey guys, before we continue the show, definitely wanted to talk to you guys about the Court Strike pickleball shoes from Selkirk. For me, it's been a game changer. I've been wearing them all the time. They're super light, super breathable, and I felt a big change wearing these shoes as opposed to just wearing my regular tennis shoes or just running shoes, whatever it is. I think wearing pickleball specific shoes, especially the Selkirk pickleball specific shoes, can do a lot for your game. So go to selkirk.com to check them out. That's how I'm finishing. I'm not finishing all the way up here. So that's I think one of the key differences with a backhand roll versus flick is that you finish pretty low. You're not finishing. If you feel like you're hitting a backhand flick, or you're trying to hit a backhand flick and you're finishing up here, that is a backhand roll, not a backhand flick. So finish low. Reach in front, finish low. And do this motion. You could even do this motion on your own. It's a super simple motion, and that's how you pretty much should feel with a paddle in your hand too. You can just reach all the way out here and do this. That's what a backhand flick looks like. Once you put a paddle in your hand, you'll notice it. So those are the key differences. Also, not bending your body downward too much. You want to bend with your legs, not bend with your upper body. If you're bending with your upper body down like this, that is not the best way to hit a backhand flick, because if you get it, you know, for example, somebody counters it, you're not going to be ready for the next one. So this is something that I think is super important with all speed ups, with backhand flicks, with two-handed backhand off the bounce speed ups. And keep in mind, if you're speeding it up off the bounce, it has to be done with two hands. You can't be speeding it up with one hand off the bounce. There's no pros that do it, and I think there's a reason that no pros do it. It's just tough. I've got a great backhand flick. I wouldn't even try to do a one-handed backhand flick off the bounce. I don't know who would. So if you're speeding it up, though, with a two-handed backhand off the bounce or a backhand flick, or any speed up for that matter, keep this in mind. You need to be positioned in the way with your legs that you would best be positioned if somebody were speeding it up at you. So anytime I speed the ball up, my feet, my body position is exactly how I like to be when I'm countering. Because after you speed it up, if they do get it back, it's going to come back fast very often. Yes, it's going to come back fast. You went from somebody who's speeding it up to now somebody who is countering. So if you speed it up like this and you're leaning back, if they do get it back, you might not be in a good position to get the next ball. So for me, I like to be in the exact same position that I counter the ball in when I speed the ball up. So for the most part, that's open stance. My feet are facing directly towards you. My whole body and chest is facing directly towards you, because that's how I like to counter. So that's how I'm going to speed it up. I'm not going to be leaning back, and I'm never going to have my left foot, my non-dominant foot that is, come off the ground. Never leaning back, and I have both feet on the ground every single time. I'm definitely not jumping. I've seen a couple of people jumping while they hit flicks. There was somebody at the clinic that said, is it cool if I jump during this flick? I'm like, I might look cool, but if somebody asks you where you learned it, not from James Ignatowicz. So we're going to go over now backhand counters. So for me, backhand volleys at the chest, I hit with one hand. Backhand volleys to the left of my left shoulder, I hit with two. I try to keep it simple. So if it's in between my shoulders, I will use one hand because it's easier to create space that way. It's easier to contact the ball more in front. And if it's to the left of my left shoulder, I will use two hands so that I have time to turn my shoulders. And if it's in between your shoulders, you can't really turn your shoulders and hit it because you're hitting it this way. That's why you use one hand, because you can also meet the ball more in front with a one-handed backhand than with a two-handed backhand. If it's to the left of your left shoulder, and then you turn, you have time to turn, you have time to hit the ball harder instead of just reaching like this and then having to use a lot of wrists to try to keep the ball in. So that's kind of how I do it. I kind of think of my counters as simple as I can, which is, If it's to the left of my left shoulder, it's a two-handed backhand. If it's in between my shoulders, it's a one-handed backhand. If it's to the right of my right shoulder, it is a forehand. And then if it's kind of in between one of those spots, it's up to me to figure it out. I mean, for the most part, if it's right at my right shoulder in that chicken wing position, and I think you'll notice most of the pros do this, they'll hit a backhand here. I think it's better to hit a backhand here than it is to try to hit a forehand here, unless you've got a semi-western grip or a western grip, but I wouldn't teach that either. There are some players who have a semi-western grip. I'm not saying I don't do it. Not saying it's bad. I don't think western grip is the way to go. Semi-western grip, there is a use case for it sometimes, but I think most players are using either a eastern grip or a continental grip, in which case, if it's here at the chicken wing position, a backhand is, I would say, definitely better, especially if it's lower. Because if you try to hit a forehand here at your chicken wing, it's going to go up very often, and it's a lot more distance to cover. But if it's at your chicken wing, you try to hit a backhand, it's easier to get that ball down, and it's more compact. Plus, you're covering your body with your backhand anyway. It's easier to just do this up here than it is to do this and then try to switch to a forehand. That's when things get tougher. So, yeah, they say don't use the chicken wing. You know, the chicken wing is bad. Is this? Well, actually, just hit a backhand at the chicken wing. At the very least, you'll get the ball down. You might not generate the hardest counter ever, but I think it's better to get the ball down and make sure that you make it instead of trying to take a big swing here and figure out how to hit a forehand as hard as you can. Then, you know, good chance you miss that one long. I find a lot of people miss it long if they go for the chicken wing there with a forehand. So, yeah, those are the main things here. Another thing with the backhand drive, the main cause of mistakes I've seen on the backhand drive, so that's from the baseline, is people that pop their head up while they make contact. I found that if you just stay down with your legs, which means that however bent your legs were at the start of the swing is how bent your legs are at the end of the swing, I think that's how you hit a good two-handed backhand drive. You don't just pull up your body while you hit it, and you also don't, you know, I say to people, okay, bend your knees on the two-handed backhand drive, and then they bend their knees, but then while they're making contact, then they start to pull up and pull up. That's not the way to do it either. You want to be as bent during contact as you were at the start. Because if you just bend your knees and then pull up right before you made contact, it's kind of like doing a squat for no reason. It doesn't actually help you or do anything for you. So I found that if you stay down the entire time, that's how you do it. You can watch Anna Lee Waters, for example, or Connor Garnett, who I think has the best backhand probably definitely ever. It's either Connor or maybe, I mean, Anna Lee's in the conversation too. Definitely on the women's side, it's Anna Lee. But on the men's side, it's got to be Connor. They both do pretty much the same thing. If you notice, when they make contact with the two-handed backhand, and me too, I mean, my backhand's decent, you know, I stay down the entire time, and you're never going to see Connor and Ali pull their head up while they make contact with the backhand drive. So that's the key with the drive. You want to drive it low and keep it low. That's pretty much it for the tips. I've done pretty much everything I can to talk about the backhand. If you have any more questions on the backhand, let me know. Make sure to follow our coaching Instagram. We've got 12,500 followers now. Four or five months ago when we started it, we had zero because we had started it. And now we're posting 2 to 3 times a day, all just free tips. So different things, different videos. Myself, Ryan Fu, Max Freeman, instructional stuff. And it's all free. It's all on Instagram. And we're all putting it on YouTube too at James Ignatowicz YouTube. And that's pretty much it. So thank you for watching, guys. And yeah,